Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Get up. It's 2 o'clock p.m. Los Angeles, California. Support Shane Sparks. Planet Dance, doing what I do. It's my favorite thing in the world to do is to talk and tell them what's going on and just hear what the world is doing. Yo, it's a lot of good things going on. I got to check and see if my boy is Easy. He's in the building because we got some great stuff to tell y'all. Let me see where he at. Yo, E, you in the building yet or what?
Yes, sir. What's up, y'all? We're doing Easy Way. Got a lot of Easy Way info for everybody today.
That's what's up. Hey, well, before we get started, I want to say what's up to you. How your day?
Ah, man. Yeah, what's up, my dude? And you know, we're just trying to keep up with everything. And believe it or not, I actually got myself some exercise today. I got a chance to walk around the block, and that's like a rarity for me. That's like popping champagne and get some exercise for me.
I'm about to introduce you to Mark Chang. Mike Chang? They do it on YouTube, man. Boy, abs are steel. Hey, but check this out. Real quick, have you heard about what's going on with Raz B?
No, but Raz is a good friend of mine. I hope it's good news.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. He was in China. I guess it happened like this week or whatever, performing. Somebody got into a fight in the audience. Big old fight broke out. He tried to break it up and got hit in the head with a bottle. He's in a coma right now.
Oh, shit. Like, what?
He's in a coma. He's on life support. He's only breathing through life support right now. I just got back to the pad, and my boy Troy sent me a link to it. And I'm like, wow. So he was, like, out there doing his thing, performing. Somebody broke out into a fight. He tried to break it up, got hit with a bottle. They got pictures on there with his face all messed up, and they said he was cool the first day. He was just, you know, going through some stuff, but then they gave him some pills or something like that. I don't want to say nothing wrong, but they gave him something to, you know, relax him, and he just never woke up. So they took him to the hospital. So now he's basically on life support.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Dude, Raz is like a really good friend of mine. I've known Raz for 8 years.
Yeah, I know.
Just like about as long as I've known you.
I know him pretty well, man. But, so anybody listening to this, anybody out there know Raz, send some prayers out to him, you know, because he's a good kid. No matter what happens, man, these kids are good, man. They just trying to survive and do what they do in this crazy world. So send special prayers out. If you could tweet about it, Instagram about it, let me hear you. You know, if you got anything you want to talk about, if you want to come on the show and talk about it, let me know. I don't have a lot of information on it, but it is a trip, man. So, you know, special prayers out to him, you know. So check this out. On top of that, my mother called me 2 days ago, crying on the phone. My mother never cried. Paula Abdul is dead. I was like, what? She's like, Shane, Paula Abdul is dead. I was like, Mom, come on, for real. She was like, Shane. I was like, Mom, hold on. I go online. There's nothing about it online. I can't find nothing. I say, Mom, she was dead. Trust me, I'll be hearing about it. But then when you search a little bit more, it was a hoax. And somebody was talking about, you know, some bull crap that they were doing. The thing that killed me with it is that the fact that somebody sitting in their little cubbyhole could put something out there so easy and so fast about somebody's life, and they don't realize that they jeopardize so many different people's lives because people don't care about that person. They get nervous or they get scared. And you know what I mean? They could put somebody in a heart, give somebody a heart attack, you know, just by playing like that, you know. So I was like, I'm crazy, man. But yeah, my life is crazy. But yo, we got some special news that we want to talk to y'all about. The Easy Way is about to go big. Planet Dance is about to go big. So I got my boy Easy online with me so we can talk about this beautiful news together because he has more information than I do. Take it away.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you were saying, the internet's a powerful tool, and basically we linked up with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles' new radio and TV station. It's called RMC, Roscoe's Media Center, and they're basically taking over everything production-wise with TV and film and music videos and whatever you can think of, we're linking up with Black Pearl Media Group as well as Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're kind of collaborating everybody's efforts to basically create the new internet Viacom. And if anybody doesn't know what Viacom is, they own MTV, VH1, BET, tons of billboards. Like, they're one of the biggest advertising directions you can go to. So anyway, yeah, we're linked up with Roscoe's Media Center. We're working on a big cover shoot with the owner of Roscoe's TV, Larry Witherspoon, with RockViz magazine, setting up some great campaigns and great stuff. And basically, they gave Easy Way, Easy Way TV is what we're calling it, because it's basically it's TV, it's internet TV, but it's through a studio. It's a real professional studio. The studio was actually designed and made by the same person that did KGLH. So the studio is really high-end, really professional. If anybody wants to see any of these pictures or any of the video or any of the stuff, you can go to the Easy Show 1 on Facebook, letter E, letter Z, and you can see a lot of the videos, and you can actually see an interview of me meeting the owner for the first time and how we started progressing the movement. You know, we met each other, we started talking, and talking turns into walking, and that's how we do it when we do it the Easy Way. Is we don't talk, we walk. So they made a channel. It's officially the Easy Way TV. They're airing the broadcast promo and all of the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles right now. So anybody that knows about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, they can go down there and they'll see Easy Way. They'll see RMC Broadcasting Made Easy. And Easy Way TV is going to be airing Shane's show, Planet Dance, and this is going to be a really awesome show that you can physically watch. So rather than you guys just listening to this, you can actually see Shane while he's doing his thing. You can see the guests he's bringing in. You can see the B-roll. You can see the episodes. You can see everything edited live, and then it's going to be archived and put on the RMC On Air channel on YouTube. And if anybody wants to see what we're talking about, it's RMC onair.com. On top of that, we linked up with Black Pearl Media Group, and Easy Way is going to be a contributor to their network, as well as I have a show coming out, and we're going to start producing Shane's show with that platform, which is 3.6 million subscribers to see your stuff, Shane. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
As well as DirecTV. We're in talks with a show for you with DirecTV and Punch TV, and we got studio facilities. It's about 60,000 square feet. We have different radio stations that will be opened up. I believe they're opening in 15-plus radio stations all over Southern California. They got a new RMC they're opening up at Disneyland. So you guys are hearing it first. I'm giving
yeah.
this to my boy Shane before you're even hearing it on my show. You know, so,
check it out.
So it's gonna be, we're going to have some fun, man, and the guests are
yeah.
going to be real cool.
Yeah. Check it out. What's dope about this whole situation is we've been doing this for a while right now. You know, Easy came to me and was just like, yo, you want to do this? And I've been doing this on my phone so that way I could do it anywhere in the world. I've been everywhere doing this show, you know, right on the spot. But the dope part about it now is I'm going to have a studio, mics, tables, windows, mirrors, and guests, and posters, and you're going to be able to see everything that's happening. If I have a dance crew come in, I just got off the phone with my boys at Centrix. It's actually boys and girls, but they was up there at Hollywood, the Hip Hop International, and they came in second place, and I'm like, yo, check this out, y'all need to come on my show. So they down to come on the show, do the performance that they did on the show live in the studio, and give it to y'all firsthand, because a lot of people don't know that Hip Hop International is in Vegas, and you don't see it because it's not visual, it's not televised. So you're missing out on some dope dance choreography. And if you don't know, Hip Hop International is basically ABDC as a TV show. It's the same thing. It's just TV. ABDC is on TV. So I'm going to bring next exclusive stuff to y'all. I'm going to bring exclusive videos. I'm going to try to do as much as I can. You know, it was kind of hard before because a lot of people, you know, when you start off small, people look at you like, well, all right, we'll see you. You know, but now it's about to be bigger than life. So people are going to be begging to be on here.
So if you got some hot video, you got some hot music, you got hot pictures, you got anything you want to talk about, Easy and Shane Sparks are going to be the ones to talk to, because it's about to go down. You know what I mean?
Oh, in a big way. And we're also going to be, well, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting, Shane, is all about helping fans interact with the celebrities interact with the fans. Well, we're taking that one step higher, where we're going to actually allow the fans to come to the studio, RSVP'd, of course. They need to be approved, and, you know, you never know how diehard of a fan or how crazy people are. We don't want to bring everybody down, but, you know, we're going to be bringing the fans to the studio to physically watch you do your thing and actually get pictures with you and do signings, and,
exactly.
And it's going to be real cool. And I hit your fans page, man. I saw that video that you posted of the Jabberwockies and in Las Vegas, and, that show was sick. Are you kidding me?
It ain't no joke, man. Like, everything in the dance world is beautiful, man. The only thing that I hate about it is that a lot of people don't get to see stuff, because if it's not on TV, they don't see it. There's a lot of people on the internet, but I need to start telling y'all, if you're not on the net, if you're not on the web, if you're not checking things out on this platform, you're missing out on so many beautiful things. I love TV. You can watch TV all you want, but if you want to see stuff that you'll never see on TV, get online. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear radio stations that you never hear, get online. Hear what's really going on in this crazy world, because we're connected worldwide, not just one station here, two stations there. This is worldwide. So y'all need to get up on it. Jabberwockies go always do their thing. And there was another interview up there, too. I hope a lot of people got to see it. It's a company called Kids Want to Know, and they did an interview with me through Latin Flavor. And, you know, I talked about a lot of stuff that's going on with that show, talked about some of my stuff in the court situation, and it was dope because it was the first video outlet that I used to talk about it. And I got a lot of great reviews on it. A lot of people hitting me up talking about it. So hit me up. Hit us all up, Facebook. You know what I mean? Hit us up on our Twitter, Sparks5678. If you're on my Instagram, I changed it to Sparks5678. It was S Sparks, but just to make it easier, Sparks5678. And, you know, you can hit my boy E up. E, throw down your Instagram, your Twitter, and your Facebook real quick.
Mine's easy, guys. It's just ERICZULEY. Same thing for Instagram. Same thing for Twitter. And then if people like the shows on Easy Way Broadcasting, that's what it is. Letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, as well as Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And we got some surprises for y'all, man. It's getting fun. God is good.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're listening, y'all heard it first. If you're not listening, go tell your friends that weren't listening. Does that make sense?
If you're not listening, get to listening.
Yeah.
Because you're going to hear all the exclusives, all the first herds, all the hot stuff the Easy Way, all over the planet as we're dancing, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, and now RMC, and hopefully DirecTV. You know, we've got a lot of great talks we're doing right now. And you know, I've been wanting to do this with Shane for a while. Shane has the ability to create the hottest dance show known to man. And host rather than just be a choreographer, you know, and bring the hottest talents all over the planet and pick them via YouTube, you know, and we now have the vehicles. We have the homes. I am the partner. I am the owner that can snap. They can go to my partners and say, yeah, let's put this show on. Let's go. And if you have DirecTV, you'll be able to watch it. So we're going to be putting a lot of cool things together. Shane's been a legend in the dance world for a long time. You know, 2013, 2014 is coming back hard, coming back strong. And we got to work on, you know, the Roscoe's thing, Shane. You know, people can go to Roscoe's, they eat their chicken and waffles, and then they can go work off their Roscoe's by learning how to dance with Shane.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you said that, because I was just talking to a few people. It's funny how, like, when you grow up, you want to do certain things, but you're destined to do certain other things, you know what I mean? And I grew up, I came out here, people, you know, I grew up dancing, but I didn't grow up and say, I'm going to be a choreographer. I just wanted to dance and entertain and perform. But my big thing for me personally is the way I speak, the way I talk, the things that I have to say through my experience. And I remember one time I was talking to somebody, and I said, one day I'm going to be a preacher. And I don't think I'm going to be a preacher, but I'm going to be someone that's going to be a part of giving information and guiding this world into a better place. And it's funny, because when you came to me with this, I didn't understand it. The more I do it, and the more I talk to you, and the more advanced it gets, the more I understand the direction I'm going into. Because soon I'm going to be able to speak to the world and enlighten all these people that are growing up. I don't care what age you are, you can always learn something about somebody with experience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be able to talk, and I can't wait to
you know, we get to that part where we got people listening and they understanding what's going on and they respect what we're doing instead of just thinking it's just like something else that's out on the net. We're really trying to change the game. We're really trying to change the world. We talk about
things. Well, I want to point out something, man. When you say respect, you know, Blog Talk Radio is actually the top biggest talk radio podcast, and podcast is becoming the next biggest way of exercising your voice and putting info out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new digital world now. And Blog Talk Radio is the top talk radio podcast pretty much in the world. Oprah's on the front page. Our station, Easy Way Broadcasting, is the top 300 out of the millions of people that are on Blog Talk Radio. We actually got an email from Blog Talk Radio from the editorial director saying thank you, and they actually made, if you guys look at the Easy Way Broadcasting, you'll see the new star with Easy Way and Broadcasting, the whole new look. That was given to us by Blog Talk Radio because we are top 300.
That's beautiful, and that's our goal right there, is to keep getting that so everybody can understand what we're trying to do. They get it. Blog Talk get it, you know what I mean? So we just want the world to get it. Once the world get it, then, you know, the sky's the limit. I'm tired of watching the news and listening to radio, and it's all negative. It's all to knock people and to kill people's energy and their careers. Like, don't nobody care about nothing and nobody no more, man. But there's a lot of people in this world who really love each other and really respect each other and respect talent and, you know, and hard work. They don't care about somebody being on TV every day. You know, so I want to represent that world.
Speaking of that, we got a new show, Shane. You know, I don't want to take up all your airtime here, but it's Sunday, Humanitarian Radio. We just bought on Humanitarian Radio by St. Tone, Janie, and Tony. They'll be doing it 3:00 on Sundays. They're doing Humanitarian Radio, and that's a pretty cool show. If you're trying to give back to, you know, give back, you're trying to, you know, show love. I mean, that's what your show's about too. And this is a positive radio station. You're right. Everybody always focuses on the negative and the tabloid crap and all that stuff. And yeah, don't get me wrong. We're gonna throw some gossip out there. We're gonna do some fun stuff, but we're not gonna do it to do anything that's gonna hurt people.
Right.
And
exactly.
Also, if somebody does get hurt, you can come to us and we can be your voice of the truth.
Right, exactly. So, especially if you know anything, if anything's going on, hit us up on our Twitter or Facebook. Let us know some stories that y'all got going on in y'all world, y'all city, y'all state. You know, a lot of stuff don't get out there because people keep it to themselves. But if you want to share something that you did with somebody, something your father did, something your mother did, I read something on Facebook today. This girl said, I'm so proud of my daddy. He's 33 years old, and he just graduated from law school. You know what I mean? Like, that's beautiful stuff. Like, you would never hear it on the news. You would never hear it on TV. Nobody would ever talk about that. But they'll talk about this little kid singing in his bedroom, you know, about some bullcrap or some dog talking on the radio. And, you know what I mean? And make that a sensation. And everybody would, you know, make it a big thing. And he'll make a whole bunch of money off of it. But something that's real, something that's going to, you know, change a life and make people happy and, you know, just overcoming obstacles. They don't ever want to talk about that. So get at me. And another thing, too, I went to Mexico last weekend, and I was in Monterrey. Man, Mexico is so beautiful, but it was scary. It was very scary. We landed in Monterrey, and then we had to drive 4 hours to this other spot. When you get out of the station, it's like a bus station we had to drive to. Why were there, like, 8 guys standing around with rifles and machine guns? Just out talking like they was holding candy bars. I was like, is this real? They just walked around like, hey, yeah. But they all speak Spanish. So I'm like, hey, capazo, hey, what's up? And I'm like, look, I'm like, why are they just walking around with guns, like around their neck like it ain't nothing? And they was like, yeah, Shane, there's a lot of stuff going on over here. You know, you seeing the good part of it because you come out here to work. But it's a lot going on in Mexico. So, you know, you still got to be careful of where you're going, what you're doing, what you say. Because, you know, it's a little more serious than you think. I was like, wow. But the reason I brought that up is because I went out there, man, I went with my boy Connect from the Amount Boys, and it was ridiculous. So the girl who threw the event while I was there, her name is Angie. Angie, her dad is the governor, okay, just to let you know how much power she had. Her daddy's the governor. We got picked up in a government truck. Everywhere we went, there was 3 government trucks behind us. We went to a party that night. You pull up, and there's 4 government trucks in the parking lot making sure we're in and out of the place okay because of her. Like, it was ridiculous, man. But this is what she wanted to do because it was so successful. She said she wanted us to put this thing together so we can go put this, basically put a format together to do more workshops in Mexico and the United States. And, you know, and she has the power to do it. So right now I'm in a position of doing a proposal to get to her. So I can do this workshop. And what's dope about this workshop It's going to be educational. I was on the biggest dance workshop convention in the world, The Pulse. To me, that was one of the biggest ones. And it was really good. But the thing that they was lacking was educating the dancers. They talk to the dancers when they perform, like, oh, you need to pop harder. Oh, you need to do this. Oh, you made too many 4-3s. You know, they did stuff like that, but they didn't really tell them about the industry. They didn't really tell these kids what they needed to know about coming out to L.A., how hard it is, and what things to do and what things not to do. They didn't teach people that there's different styles of dancing. There's dancing on a stage and a concert. There's dancing in a studio, and there's freestyle dancing. You know what I mean? And then there's club dancing, which will be freestyle dancing. Now, a lot of people don't know that there's a difference. So they grow up and they say, I want to dance. They go take classes, but then they go take classes. They learn choreography to a specific song, but they can't use the choreography because it only goes to that song. You know what I mean? I want to teach these kids to dance. So when they go to a club, they go to a party, 99% of most people who want to dance, they just want to be able to groove in a club and not get laughed at. So if you go to a dance studio and you learn choreography, that's not really helping you. That's helping you if you're trying to make it in the dance world. If you're trying to do videos and trying to do movies, that's perfect. I mean, we're going to do all that too. But for the average person that don't live in Los Angeles, to just want to go out with a girl and just dance with her and bug and know the newest dances, they don't have that. So we're going to have classes that's going to basically teach you the hottest dances, show you step by step, and then show you different styles instead of having four choreographers that almost dance exactly the same. I'm going to have a choreographer that teaches whacking, popping, locking, breaking, kicking, animation, gliding. Like, I want to break it down so specific because some of them just want to learn how to moonwalk. Backslide, if you want to be correct. But I'm just saying, a lot of them just want to learn certain things. They'll come to the studio and then they'll learn all this choreography, barely pick it up, spend their money, and go home and be like, oh, it was fun. But then you take them to a class where they just, I'm just going to say the Dougie, for example, since everybody know that dance. If we just took them in there and we spent the hour showing them the basic steps of how to move and do the Dougie, by the time he got out of there, he knows how to do it. So when he goes to school the next day, he's like, look what I learned. Now he's the talk of the town because everybody's like, oh, Chris can Dougie now. You know what I mean? But if you show him a routine that he didn't learn because he's not a big dancer, he can't show them that. And if he don't have a song, then he can't show them that either. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. So that's what we're trying to do. So I'll get back to y'all on that. I just want to throw that out there because a lot of stuff's been going on, and that could be a big thing for us right now. So, yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what you mean by the Dougie. What's the Dougie? Okay.
Well, I'm going to smack you in your head. Fuck you in your neck. <It's cool. laughs>
I'm a white boy. I don't know how to
Dougie. What's that? No, you're stupid. But I don't know what everybody's doing today. If y'all in L.A., if y'all in North Hollywood, my girl Dana Rosenthal, she's basically going back to Chicago. She's been out here for like 7 or 8 years doing her thing. She's having a big barbecue at the North Hollywood Park. So we're going to shoot over there for a little bit and basically, you know, party, eat some barbecue, dance, act a fool. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, you're invited. I think it starts at like 3. No, I think it started at 2. It's like 2 to something, whatever. But, yeah, I'm going to shoot over there in a little bit. But, yeah. And, and just an update on the Ochoa Boys. The Ochoa Boys. If you was checking up on my Twitter or my Facebook, check out the little video that I put up there. You remember how crazy, how big B2K was and Backstreet Boys and NSYNC? That's where they're headed. Already, they got a shot with them, and I didn't even post this. They got a shot with them in the parking lot before the show starts. Bum rushed, mob. They come on stage, and they got this new song that I just choreographed for them, and it was like, Shane, you don't understand. It was ridiculous. So I want y'all to check that out. I'm going to be posting more and more stuff as I get it, but y'all need to stay up on the Ochoa Boys. They actually had Justin Timberlake's label come out and see them on Saturday. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with that. I mean, I don't know how it's going to roll out, but the fact that they came to see them was really beautiful. So stay in touch, stay in tune, and, you know, make sure y'all check it out. And update on the Dolls, my girl group. There's 4 girls now, and just to let y'all know that they are back together. We've been rehearsing. It's looking incredible. They sound incredible, and Cassandra came back. So now there's 2 new girls and 2 old girls. I won't say 2 old girls, but you know what I mean. So, but they back and they looking good, sounding good, and I can't wait. And we're doing a celebrity basketball game on the 30th, Labor Day. I'll have more information on that soon. But they're performing, and Eccentric is performing in that show Saturday evening. And, just want to keep y'all up on what's going on in my world.
And make sure y'all tune in on Monday. We actually, Monday is going to be a crazy day because it's going to be like the first time that I'm actually on the set there. So if there's mistakes and stuff, let me slide. But y'all know how I am. I'll learn it and I'll be tight. And I'm going to have Easy there with me helping me. And we're going to do it big. And that's it, man. I just want to throw that out there. So anything you want to say, E?
Yeah, so we're going to be opening up opportunities. What I wanted to say, Shannon, we're going to be opening up some opportunities for a lot of the listeners, a lot of the supporters, but the people that are interacting with us, and we're going to be watching. And, like, when you're talking about being on set or we have a red carpet, like, for instance, we got my boy Sam Sarpong's red carpet coming up. He's doing his new launch of Future Stars, and he was the face of Ed Hardy, face of Tommy Hilfiger, face of Louis Vuitton. BET, MTV host. He's got a movie coming out with Tiny Lister. I mean, he's doing big things. And we're talking about Megan Good, Drew Sidoro, Jamie Foxx, like a lot of big people that are supposed to be there to celebrate this. This is a young Hollywood party for real. And so we're going to be really looking to give opportunities and open up chances for people to come to red carpets, for people to come to on set, for people to just kind of hang with us the easy way and kind of see how we roll. And it's our way of saying thank you. You know, we have sponsors, Havana Watches, as you guys have heard the commercials, Havana Watches. We're going to be doing giveaways with that. We have a water company. I haven't even told you about this yet, Shane. We have a water company that's supported by W4BC.org, the number 4, which is Walking for Breast Cancer. And we have, I believe it's a couple million kids that are going to be going door to door selling product to raise funds for W4BC. They have a water company that sponsors them, and the bottle is the sickest bottle I've ever seen. If you guys want to see it, just go to my fans page, Eric Zulie Fans, or Easy Way Broadcasting, or any of the stuff that you see us tweeting and posting and talking about. The bottles are literally, they look like vodka bottles, and they light up neon blue and pink and red and green and whatever color you want.
All right.
And yeah, and I know because you know, when you're doing your dance choreography and you're doing your classes and stuff, everybody needs water. But here's the thing, this water is called Crystal Glacier. Anybody ever heard of Crystal Glacier? I know I have. Crystal Glacier water, but it's from Alaska. And it's the purest, like the healthiest water, pH balance is better than most, and the alkaline is higher. What a lot of people don't know is diseases and cancer and things like that cannot live in an alkaline environment. So if you have high alkaline in your bloodstream, if you have a high alkaline, you don't have a lot of acid inside of your body, then you're not going to get as much disease and you're not going to get as sick. So what this organization is doing is really raising awareness for kids. Because even kids, even people that are young, are getting cancer and things like that. So they got a school tour. I mean, you're talking about millions of people that are going to know about this. And I've been talking to them about you, Shane. You know what I mean? And I've been telling them about, you know, you have a show and what we're doing, and they're interested. So shout outs to W4BC.org. If anybody wants to know more information, W4BC. .org, and peep out the water. We got the Easy Way H2O coming out. So hopefully, Shane, you'll be rocking some bottles of Easy Way H2O when you do your classes and stuff. And we're giving back. Every time someone makes a purchase, we're going to be giving back to a good cause. And there's probably a lot of things we can develop, but I think that's a pretty interesting thing.
That's big. So y'all following us, make sure y'all keep up on what's going on. And there's a lot of talented people out there and a lot of entrepreneurs. Let us know what y'all got going on. If y'all want to be a part of what we're doing, let us know. You know, we're not hating at all. We're trying to help everybody come up. So, yeah. So, we're about to get out of here. I got this barbecue to get to. Next time y'all hear me, I'll be, it'll be on Monday. And I'll still be doing my Saturdays for a while, but I'll be doing Monday. So, check me out. Hit me up on my Facebook. Hit me up on my Twitter. Hit me up on my Instagram, Sparks5678. And Shane Sparks is my Facebook. Yo, E, your last words.
Man, I appreciate, you know, you let me be on your show here, man, and telling people some cool info. And, you know, the Easy Way Movement's really rocking, guys. We're doing a lot of great things. We're producing over 7 shows right now, television and radio, as well as my show. I have a green screen talk show, which is a pretty cool show. We're going to be showing you a lot of B-roll and behind the scenes of how Hollywood and how business rolls, as well as how to network yourself to success and how I made the Easy Way so successful and how I got to work with people like the co-founder of E! Entertainment, the presidents and the owners of Roscoe's TV and the directors of the Golden Globes and things like that. So we're going to be putting a lot of different tools out there to teach you guys as well. So if you follow the movement, it's pretty hot. I got a show that's going to be live 9:30 a.m. on Actors E Chat Show. And the owner of Roscoe's TV is going to be my guest. Shane Sparks is going to be my guest. He doesn't even know it. Okay. And as well as the Howe twins, which is Snoop Dogg's girls. They're really famous twins, and you know, they got a lot of good things going on. So the Howe, the Howe twins, and you know, I'm hosting for a lot of shows, man. So if you guys like my interviews, I'd definitely love to hear from you guys, and you know, post your comments and say what's up, and check out WTV, thewtv.com. Which is the network that powers the whole situation. And I think a lot of people don't even know, Shane, you know, What You Need TV, which one of our YouTube channels, was one of the official channels for Akon, the whole comic music thing. So if anybody wants to see any cool behind the scenes of all the you know, the 3-6 Mafia and T.I. and Akon and Snoop and all that hip-hop stuff, we did all the behind the scenes. You got, there's a lot of cool stuff on there. Everything from Angelina Jolie to Brad Pitt to Denzel to all the music celebrities to everything is on that channel. And it's a real hot channel. We haven't done too much with it, but it's got a lot of great content on it. Over 13 million viewers. Just keep listening, guys. We're gonna keep doing bigger and better things, and tune into all the shows. And Shane, keep doing your thing. And, you know, I saw an interview, and I saw you talking about some sort of show. It was in front of, like, it was a guy with a microphone. It was really recent. It was in front of it looked like a kind of a spray-painted wall with cars on it.
Yeah, that was Latin Flavor. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
That was Latin Flavor
thing,
okay.
Kids Want to Know, Kids Want to Know.
Oh, that's the kids. That was the Kids Want to Know interview.
Yeah, Kids
Want to
Know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, hot, cool, okay, and we'll make sure we get all that on your fans pages and Easy Way Broadcast, and make sure people want to know about that. And so where can people see that? Where is that show airing?
Well, basically, you go to kidswantoknow.com, or you can go to my Facebook, and it's like, it should be right maybe 2 or 3 comments down, because I just posted like a couple of days ago, and been getting a lot of great response on there. But yeah, Kids Want to Know, they got a couple things on their site for the show that we're doing, and they just did a special interview for me personally, and it was pretty nice. So go check it out.
Yeah, I thought I saw that on your fans page too, your regular Shane Sparks fans page with your red hat and your black shirt from when you were on ABC. But the show itself, what are you doing with that show, and where is it airing?
Oh, well, actually right now we got a big meeting on the 24th of next month. You know Willie G? You ever heard of Willie G? You know Willie G,
that's my boy. I just brought him down to RMC.
Yeah, Willie G. So we just did this meeting last week with him, and so we're trying to take that show along with him with some of the other things that he's doing. But it's a meeting that he got with Fox. So we're really,
are you talking about
really excited about it.
Are you talking about G-Block?
Yep.
Yeah, well,
G-Block
wants to get with the whole RMC thing. See, this is all in the family. Let me tell you how I met Willie. I met Willie at Big Boy's movie premiere for Exit Strategies, and he was doing Papa John's Pizza TV.
Exactly,
And he was getting in my way of my interview, and we got mad at each other on the carpet, and then we became best friends.
Yeah, I was there. I was at that event.
You did an interview with us, too. You were actually in the video.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, so you know, it's crazy, man, because a lot of people got stuff going on, but until it's signed, sealed, and delivered, a lot of people don't really care. But we, you know, he's working his butt off. We working our butts off, and when it's real and when it's big and it's what everybody, you know, how like TMZ, people don't like to believe it until it's like on TV or you know. But trust me, they all started somewhere. So just know that we're working our butts off to get something that's going to blow everybody's mind and set the tone for the next 10 years. So watch out for us because we're hustling. Everybody, that's the key word today. Every day I'm hustling, you know.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yes, sir. All right, dude, I'm out of here. Want to say bye to everybody. Have a great day. This is a beautiful Saturday. And, you know, stay up. Love your mom. Love your dad. Love your girlfriend. Love your wife. Love your husband. Love everybody you know. Because that's all you got at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out. Talk to you later.
Hey, Shane, before you bounce, can I show you something real quick? I know you got to get up here, bro.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to
man.
The dance world. Thank
you,
Shane.
I wanted to show you something. Hold on. Stop the music. I wanted to show you a song that is an artist that's doing some real big things. I wanted to get Shane Sparks' opinion. because your opinion matters. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And this is a new sound. It's a real new sound. So can I play the song real quick and see what you think?
It better not be a joke.
No, I'm for real. Tell me what you think. This artist's
wow,
name is Destiny.
Okay. That's a girl.
I'm not gonna be able to show her the show now. She's gonna kick your ass.
Whatever. Hey, no, because
no, there's a dude in there. There's some other guys in there, I think. So that's probably what you thought.
Okay, well, but what's her name?
Destiny.
Destiny. Okay. I see. That's not Destiny, the black girl, right?
It is Destiny, the black girl with Noemi. You know her.
That's wow. Yeah, I was just with her just the other day. She was up there when I was rehearsing with my girls, and she was telling us about this event that she was doing.
Yeah, she's doing Dove Fest. They asked me to host that.
Yeah, it was nice, man. That's good. I'm glad she ain't using no auto-tune or nothing like that. She just straight singing. It's nice. I love it.
Yeah, but
it.
You
good
know, it's got,
great
the reason I wanted
song.
You to check that out is because that's like she's kind of starting a different sound. It's real.
Like, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I never heard her like that. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's so
just
nice.
Wanted to get
so,
your
yeah.
opinion on that.
No, it's nice. Definitely. You know it's a hit, nigga. Hey, well, hold on. Somebody's been holding on line for 22 minutes. Do you want to see who this is before we go? 3120.
Yeah,
do you know who
love
that
the
is?
Fans.
All right, hold on.
Do I know?
Hi,
yo,
guys.
It's your boy, Shane Spark. Who is this?
It's Vic. I haven't talked to you guys in, like, so long.
Hey, what up, my dudes?
Hello, Victoria.
Hey. Hi. I've been taking a lot of, like, dance classes. Like, I was listening to what you said, and it's true.
No,
like a lot of the choreographers that I've been dancing with, it just seems like I'm doing the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
because
everybody, see, what happens is this. Back in the day before YouTube came out, everybody was original because they didn't have nobody to follow. They would just create,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So when you saw them, you'd be like, oh, they got a dope style. Look at their choreography. Look at what they're wearing. Now all you got to do is go on TV and go online. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying, but the originality is leaving because every time I watch a so-called hip-hop choreographer's class, it's all kind of the same stuff, you know what I mean? And nothing's wrong with what they're doing, but I'm just saying, I want to see some originality. I want to go to a hip-hop class where a dude is doing something so sick, then go to another one, he's doing something so sick, but it's a totally different style, you know? So that's all, you know, that's all I'm trying to do is just, like, be original. Like, look at, check out what's hot, but then come out with your own stuff.
Right. That's why we need you here in New York, Shane.
I know. I want to come to New York really, really bad.
I've been doing that since you told me to perfect my craft, and I've been talking
right.
to a lot of people in the dance world and stuff like that. I've been going to dance classes. It's a sacrifice, but it's worth it.
I feel you. Well, yeah, make sure you stay in it, man. The more you do, the better you get. Take it serious.
I
got to get out of here. I got a couple things I got to get to today, so I just wanted to get you in there so I can say hi to you because we haven't talked to you in a minute. All right, my dude?
All right.
My chick?
Love you guys.
All right, love you too. Have a good night, all right?
All right.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, I'm out. This is for real, though. This is for real, real, though.
Okay, one more
time
before you shit. No, I'm kidding. All right, man, we do it the easy way. Thanks for having me on.
Yo, all right, man, you have a good day. Until your dad, I'll say, what up? Oh, God.
Yes,
I guess, all right, I'll talk to you later. And to everybody that listened to the show today, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening, and I hope I taught y'all something that y'all didn't know. And, you know, anything you want to talk to me about later on, hit me up on my Facebook, hit me up on my Twitter, hit me up on Instagram, all that good stuff, because I'm here for the people.
Tune in this Monday to see Shane and hear Shane live. We'll be giving you guys the info on Easy Way Broadcast and the fans page. All right, Shane, get the hell out of here. Go.
You think?
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.